Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The word poor appears in the New Testament 35 times. Sometimes it is referring to those who have a lack of money, but it is always referring to those who are destitute. Poverty is a blessing when a man is made aware of it and can recognize that he alone is the cause of his own poverty. There are many who are in reality poor, but who think themselves to be rich. Such is a great deception. One of the greatest blessings that God can bestow upon a man is to give him a true understanding of exactly how poor, destitute, and beggarly he is before the throne of God. The more a man learns of the glory and holiness of Christ Jesus, the more acquainted with his own poverty he becomes. Instead of growing richer in his mind, he grows poorer. Instead of reaching plateaus of blessing, he finds himself more vile as the Lord pours out his blessing upon him. The closer one is to the throne of God, the more unrighteous he knows himself to be. He can find no place for boasting or glorying in anything but the cross of Christ. The Lord ordains poverty in the earth in order that the blessings of his abundance can be appreciated. Wealth cannot be valued fully by those who have always possessed it. When a man knows how to be abased, then that man can also be grateful for and value the abundant blessings of the Lord. The Lord ordains poverty in the earth in order that the difference between the kingdom of God and the natural realm can be contrasted. The gospel is for the poor. Religion is for the strong. The gospel is for those who have nothing in their hand to bring unto the Lord. Religion is for those who feel themselves able to seek and serve God. The Lord ordains poverty in the earth in order that he may have glory in the redemption of a people who are without worth. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people, for ye were the fewest of all people. Are you poor and naked before the Lord?
Email questions or comments to forthepoor@windstream.net.